Now, you've been doing a River Watch program. What exactly have you been doing?
Well, about 11 or 12 years ago, what we did, we started going out and monitoring the North Saskatchewan River, which is in our backyard, running through Rocky Mountain House area. And we started doing water quality testing as well as terrestrial studies and just measuring impact of humans recreationally out in the West Country. And the students took all the data and they analyzed it, assessed it, and then we put it together and they came up with some stewardship projects that they wanted to introduce. The first thing, the most obvious sign of human abuse, is often human waste. And that was one that kind of grossed them out the most. So a lot of our projects have been trying to mitigate the impact by putting in things such as stairs or bridges out of the river into the campsites to cut down on erosion. And we've been building and carrying downstream outhouses, or garden thrones as we call them.
How do you carry those down?
Well, it's quite an interesting thing. We put together on our canoes, I'm using 4x4 treated wood, pontoon together the boats, and then strap the outhouse on top in between the boats, and then paddle it down the river. And it's quite a scene to see these kids going down, and they'll be paddling along in their canoe, and occasionally they'll jump up out of their boat, get on the garden throne, as we call it, open up the lid, pull out a pop and a bag of chips, and sit down and sit there and enjoy it as we paddle down the river.
How many of these do you think you've put out there?
Right now we have put in, there's two on the North Saskatchewan River, two on the Red Deer, one on the North Saskatchewan, actually near Edmonton, the Athabasca River, and there's one soon going in on the Bow River, and we've also done some work down on the Milk River. And we've been very lucky, the Alberta Recreational Canoe Association, which is also known as Paddle Alberta now, they have been providing these for us, which saved us a lot of fundraising, and they've been awesome in supporting the program and getting us out there, and they've actually been starting to implement and put them in with other groups within their umbrella, have been installing them out and about.
What does it mean to you getting the Emerald Award?
Oh, it's amazing. Like I said, I don't know if you saw my kids tonight. Again, it's trying to encourage them to take ownership and realize, you know, that is that they can make a difference out there. And so by them doing the study, them coming up with the ideas, I move out of the way and I just kind of get out of their way and facilitate and kind of help them get these things out there. So for me, it's really neat to see them and also empowering them to realize that they can make a difference.
Congratulations and thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.